So New Zealand Rugby investigating Black Ferns coach Glenn Moore over allegations he contributed to a player's mental breakdown. This is the test hooker Te Kura Ngata Aringa Mate. Alleges that Moore told her she didn't deserve to be in the team, was embarrassed for her, that she was only there to play the guitar. Former All Black, Super Rugby coach and mental health advocate, of course, Sir John Kirwan with us. John, morning.
Mike, how are you?
I'm well indeed. What do you reckon's going on here? Is this a personal thing or is this sort of systemic?
Oh, look, I think it's mental health. Firstly, mental health's not prejudice. You know, I think that, you know, what Te Kura and thank her for coming out and being courageous and talking about it. So that's the first thing. You know, I know Glenn really well. I coach with him. I know that he's not like that. So I don't know what's going on. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of it. But I think the biggest thing here is, you know, mental health in our sports people. And it's been, you know, pretty prevalent right across the world this year with people pulling out of Olympics and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a real issue. What we need to think about is how do we bring this forward to make it preventative? You know, Mike, all our mental health stuff is ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. This is another example. So what we need to be able to do is teach all our coaches how we now start trying to be preventative around this, you know.
Is the union cognizant of all of this? Would they argue that they're up to speed with this and they're on top of it or not?
I think every organisation around the world and a lot of workplaces are trying hard, but they are not up with it. You know, what is well-being? You know, is it a fruit bowl on the table? Is it free yoga lessons? What is it? You know, I think it's way deeper than that. And I think what we need to be able to do is teach people, you know, how to prevent these things. I mean, I went through it, and some of the things that I do every single day for my mental health now, if I had known that pre-falling into anxiety and depression, I might not have. And so, you know, what I'm talking about is how are we going to get coaches to learn about this properly? We don't want coaches to be the experts. We don't want business leaders to be the experts, but they do need to know how to put it on the agenda every day, so it's acceptable. I mean, Te Kura, unfortunately, like me, like I didn't talk about it for 10 years, 5 years probably when I was really unwell. So how do we get athletes and workers to feel really safe actually talking about what's going on in their lives and in their minds and just make it normal? And then if someone reaches out, we can get them a bit more help.
Good on you, John. Nice to talk as always to John Kirwan with us this morning.